Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home, and we certainly would love to hear from you. So today we're taking your questions and your comments. You're watching It's Monday. We are here very alive. Amen. Give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. If you are calling and you are outside North America, you can always reach us at 205-271-2980. And you can always send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. So here we are.
Yes.
One day before our national election here in the United States. And the question was this: how are you preparing for the U.S. elections? And how will you handle the results?
Now, some people have already voted.
Some have voted,
but we still
yes.
want you to participate and mm-hmm. call us, because we want to know what you did leading up to this time, spiritually, what you did practically, so you can execute your vote. And then, of course, for everyone, how are you going to handle the results? Are you going to be a winner, a loser? Is it just about the presidency? How about the House? How about the Senate? How about the ballot initiatives? So many on abortion and bringing abortion into a state's constitution. So how are we going to move on if they win in some states, lose in other states? How are you going to handle the results?
Yeah. Well, I just want to give a great shout out to EWTN. And if you've been watching EWTN, if you've been going to the website of EWTN.com/vote, educating yourself, and even on EWTN radio, EWTN is doing a great job, as Mother Angelica always did, and preparing us for the responsibility to vote. How are we supposed to vote? Who are we as Catholic Christians? What is our responsibility, and what are we supposed to do? And I'm sorry if you didn't hear it from your pulpits, if you didn't hear it from your diocese, if you didn't hear it there, you heard it from EWTN, because EWTN is about forming us as a people of God, is about catechizing us as a people of God with everything that is good and true and beautiful. And so by watching EWTN, we want you to be fully informed. And the great question was, how did you prepare? And I hope that many of you went out to the website. You could say, what is my Catholic responsibility? How am I supposed to vote? Do I vote because I vote, I'm an emotional voter, and I vote by how I feel? Do I vote because I vote personality? Do I vote gender? I'm ready for a female president, so I'm going to vote this way. I mean, these are conversations that people are having, and believe it or not, this is how people are voting. Yeah. They are ill-formed, they are not properly catechized, and you and I have a moral responsibility. Mm-hmm. And if this is the greatest election of our time, then we need to do the right thing.
Be sure you go to EWTN.com/vote. Many of us still have not voted yet. And you want to know, what does it mean to have a formed conscience, according to the teaching of the natural law and the teaching of the Holy Catholic Church? How are you preparing for the U.S. elections, spiritually, practically? How will you handle the results? 1-800-221-9460, 205-271-2980. Give us a call now. We want you to participate. Plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, remember that we're taking your questions and your comments on our show today. So if you're watching, it's Monday. We are here very alive. Give us a jingle, 1-800-221-9460, outside North America. You can reach us at 205-271-2980. And you always can send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. So this is the question. How are you preparing for the U.S. elections, and how will you handle the results? And I hope and pray that you go out to ewtn.com/vote for the guide to inform you of the most fundamental factors to consider when voting as a Catholic. And we as a people of God must remember that when we go into the voting booth, we go into the voting booth, the most important way that we declare ourselves is Catholic Christians, then an American, and then maybe your party, if it be Republican or Democrat, whatever it is. And our allegiance is to Christ alone. This is not our home. Heaven is our home. But we have a responsibility to live and to have an impact by how we live as good citizens and the morals and the values and the beliefs that we want on life, marriage, and the family. These are non-negotiables for us. And we have to support the candidate that is going to do the best to advance everything that is good and true and beautiful according to the issues of life, of marriage, and the family, which is important.
And also religious liberty.
Yes.
Which is a fundamental, basic, you know, right for all people. It might not be our religion, another religion. They shouldn't be persecuted for their faith. And we're getting closer and closer with the Catholic Church. And, of course, we had some laws that were speaking about for Catholic organizations to support abortion. And if you don't, then you'll have some liabilities and so on. So the sanctity of the human person from the moment of conception through natural death, the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of the family built upon marriage, and religious liberty. So these are some of the key fundamentals. That's the teaching of the church. That's also laws that are written upon our hearts. And so we need to vote principles and not necessarily your pocketbook. You know, what are the principles of the universe? What are the principles and the teaching of the Christian faith, of the Catholic Church? And that should be informing you. That's called, you don't just vote your conscience. Your conscience is being formed by something.
Yes.
But we want it to be encouraged and developed by someone. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And we had the teaching over the weekend, you know, Jesus was talking about the greatest law. He was asked that question. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So where does that fit in with abortion? You know, that Jesus was you know, a fetus, and an embryo, a fetus, and an infant child now reigns as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We should never kill an innocent human being. And anybody who proposes, you know, killing innocent human beings, well, you might have candidates that they're both proposing it in some form or fashion. Well, which one could do the most good? Which one has some place where they're drawing a line or something? And it's for the House of Representatives as well, you're voting. For the Senate, and we said, for ballot measures that are promoting abortion in their constitution or enacting laws, that's clear.
Right.
That's not permissible. As a human being, you don't have to be a Catholic to know that you know, the taking the lives of babies is bad. Having babies is good. And we need to do everything we possibly can for women in unwanted pregnancies. We know that. But there's nothing more fundamental than the existence of life, and everything is built upon that life. What do you think? What have you been doing to prepare? How have you been praying? What have you been praying? And how have you orchestrated things so that you can go and vote? Have you prepared your children to vote? Are they able to get to a voting booth? You know, how did you work that out? Maybe you didn't, and that gets into what you're going to do next time.
Right.
Maybe you're not registered to vote, but you got strong opinions, but you're not registered to vote. Maybe on election day, you should register to vote so that you can vote the next time. Just do it better. What could I have done to contribute more fully in my parish? Were there any teachings in your parish about what we're sharing, non-negotiables, the primary teachings, the moral principles, do good, avoid evil, all these things. Who's sharing them but the church? Mm. But maybe the church isn't sharing them. So you need to step up and say, Father, I want to assist you, aid you in this. Maybe there's a pro-life justice group. What did they do? Maybe they didn't do all that much. Maybe we say, maybe next year we could just echo the teaching of the church. You know, we're not saying you vote for this candidate by name or whatever it is, but it's like, these are the kind of people with the kind of policies or measures that we're looking at. And some things are negotiable. And so there's, whether it's healthcare or other things, what do you do in terms of policies regarding finance, economics? You know, those are different judgments, and we can argue about those things. But marriage, family, parental rights, the government doesn't raise our kids, those kind of things, it's written on your heart, and it's non-negotiable.
Right. And then, so it's important that you, first of all, I hope and pray that you are praying. And we only have one day left. And so you say, well, I haven't prayed about this election. Start now. Pray. We participated in a 9-month novena that we'll be praying all the way until December 12th.
Cardinal Burke. Yeah.
And then also EWTN has also done
Novena for the Nation
right after morning mass. And then there are so many other things that we could be doing. But right now, as a people of God, we need to be praying. We need to go to EWTN.com/vote, inform yourself, have a discussion with your spouse, your children, come up with a plan. When are you voting? Because there'll probably be some long lines. How are you going to do that with your employer? Are you going to leave work early? Are you going to go into work late? How is that going to happen? This is planning. So we have to make that happen. Well, someone wrote this. It said, we prepared using prayer and resources available to us in the Bible, the Catechism, and with what we have read from EWTN and the USCCB. We will vote for the candidates who will do the most to protect life. The sanctity of life is non-negotiable. And this is Deborah from Facebook.
And this, we need to know that. The information is there. She said the Catechism, EWTN, and so on, what's non-negotiable. The Catholic Church is excellent on teaching this. Do we live it out well? Do we share it well? Maybe, maybe not. But the truth is there, and we cannot compromise it. And passing these things on to our children.
Yes.
You know,
and our grandchildren.
Yes, generation to generation. Mm-hmm. And like I always say this, with our kids, they turned 18 on their birthday. We would celebrate their birthday that day.
No, for breakfast that day.
Breakfast that day. I would register them to vote.
Right.
They're all 18 years old, the day they're dead. Come on. Yeah, we are coming on. And this is it.
And here's when their friends came over, that when they turned 18, Jim would also hand them a voter registration, which is an important thing because we have to be effective. We have to be witnesses, and we want to do our part as Catholic Christians in this beautiful country that God has given us to.
Okay. And so also, how do you handle the aftermath? Mm-hmm. You better not stop praying, that's for sure. So we have to pray. If your person loses, where are you in terms of your thinking and what goes on? Your person wins, how do you treat other people? And then also, it's the Senate and the House of Representatives. There's a balance of powers that are there. And so where do we go from here with those entities that we can work best with? What are we going to do over the coming months and years with other elections? So you've got to make some adjustments as well as pray.
Right. Okay. And I think that if your candidate wins and it goes your way, that we should be a people who do not gloat. If we are the losing for the people, let's say your candidate didn't win or your amendments didn't go the way you want, we do not and we should not be a people of despair either, right? Because no matter what, no matter who wins, and I say this and I've said this a million times, my Savior is not coming in on Air Force One. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. It matters who's in the White House. It matters, but I'm not, all my hope and trust isn't there. My hope and trust is in Jesus. And we have to be effective witnesses with all that we do. And come Wednesday, if we know who our president is, come Wednesday or Thursday, we'll be at the center. We'll be seeing clients. We'll be getting up and doing our morning prayers. We still do the same thing that we've always done.
Okay, so we hope you'll give us a call, send us some comments. We have a comment here. I'm offering up my Parkinson's suffering. No matter what happened, God is there. I'm praying for a complete conversion for all involved. Mm. Now, there's something you may not have been thinking of.
Right.
So how are you dealing with things? What are you doing? This person believes that she could take her sufferings and offer them up to the Lord for the benefit of souls, for the goodness of the Lord. And so she's taking her suffering and she's offering that up to the Lord, and she's praying for conversion of everyone that's involved. And that's what so many of the novenas have been praying about, asking Our Lady to lead people to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and that millions upon millions would come. And how we need to pray before we vote, after we vote. I mean, if we don't have the grace and quickening power of the Holy Spirit in our church that needs revival so badly, an awakening in the countries of the earth, especially the United States of America, you know, then what do? People are just left to themselves, making decisions on their own, and we act like we don't have a God. You become your own God. And we don't dictate to the church the rules, the non-negotiables, and so on. This is what's been passed down through our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching of the church down through ages. You know, choose life. Choose the sanctity of marriage. Choose parental guidance. Choose the family. Choose religious liberty for all people. And then, you know, debate the other things, negotiate the other things. But there are some things we cannot compromise when we go into that voting booth. And afterwards, to continue to pray. There's going to be so much work to do, no matter
Always.
Who's elected.
No matter
you know,
who's
nobody's
elected.
Nobody's perfect, you know, there. And so we've got to continue the work. And we've got to seek the face of the Lord. We've got to partake of the sacrament of Almighty God. I know that I'll be doing Eucharistic adoration. I've been doing that before. And just look into the face of God with all the joy and sorrow and disappointment. Because you're going to face a lot of it after this election in one form or fashion, especially those ballot initiatives where a number of the states might pass abortion through all 9 months. You know, how do we deal with that? You know, we got to seek the face of the Lord, and we have to double our efforts to work on behalf of life.
And we have to pray for a revival, for an awakening, because yes, when Roe fell, the law changed in our land. But you know what didn't happen? It didn't change the hearts. And since Roe fell in 2022, there has been an increase of abortions in our land. And so we have to pray that abortion becomes unthinkable, that our hearts get converted, that we ask the Lord, any blindness in my eyes, Lord, remove it. Any deafness in my ears, Lord, open my ears. Any darkness in my mind, remove it. And Lord, any hardness in my heart, make my heart docile, that I would be open to everything that is good and true and beautiful. Jesus, form me.
Lord, have mercy upon this nation, all the candidates, all the various measures that are there. God, save this country and your people. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, before we wrap up today's show, we're going to hear from Joan Lewis in Rome and about her preparations for this election and where the true beauty of America lies. Joan?
Well, greetings, Jim and Joy. You ask me today, how have I been preparing for the U.S. elections, and how will I take the results? Well, I have to tell you, first of all, I can't believe the election is tomorrow, but I have been praying an awful lot. I've been saying the rosary. I have been offering up little sacrifices to ask the Lord to endow all of us who are going to vote with the ability to have common sense, to use good judgment, and to make a well thought out choice, not a choice based on what the strident media is trying to tell us, not a choice based on what a sports hero or a movie star or a rock star tells us to do. No, folks, there are light years of difference between their needs and our needs. And sometimes, of course, for the economy, there's a great abyss between us. But also, if you look at moral issues. So we really have to study the issues, try and do this calmly and look at issues dispassionately and then cast our vote. In its online media guide, EWTN says we have to be well informed on the candidate's stance on the various pressing issues of the day, but we also have to be formed by our Catholic guidance and teaching on those issues. And of course, we're talking about abortion, life issues, family, the economy, caring for the elderly, and so forth. Now, I think you all know that in 1987, Pope John Paul visited the United States. At the farewell in Detroit, here are the words he said. America the beautiful, so you sing in one of your national songs. Yes, America, you are beautiful indeed and blessed in so many ways. And then he listed a number of those ways. And he went on to say, yes, America, all of this belongs to you, but your greatest beauty and your richest blessing is found in the human person, in every man, woman, and child, in every immigrant, in every native-born son and daughter. For this reason, America, your deepest identity and truest character as a nation is revealed in the position you take towards the human person. The ultimate test of your greatness is the way you treat every human being, but especially the weakest and most defenseless ones. And folks, we want that great and beautiful America. I've been focusing on pro-life issues, on an economy that will allow people to live well and with human dignity, and on migration, where our country welcomes legally all of those who want a great life, who want a beautiful America. How will I take the results? I can't answer that today, but if they're not what I hope for, then I will pray a lot more that I can accept those results calmly. So those are my wishes for all of you as well. God bless you. God bless America.
Joan, thanks so much for that beautiful sharing. I also call to mind another scripture regarding life and outcomes. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, and then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Many presidents over the ages, only one presides, Jesus Christ. God bless you. All of your loved ones, keep it on EWTN. Bye now.